This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A land deal that would allow for the expansion of I-25 in central Denver is now in doubt. CDOT wanted to purchase an abandoned rail yard south of downtown for $50 million, but the coronavirus is now forcing big budget cuts across state government. CDOT expects at least a $200 million hit over the next 3 years. Kathy Hall is a CDOT commissioner.
That's something that we really can kind of put on hold because we're going to have to go really bare bones.
The Union Pacific Railroad says it will continue to work with the state. CDOT will make decisions on which projects to cut in the coming months. The wildfire season is starting in Colorado, and a state fire chief is sounding the alarm over budget shortfalls and the economic impact of COVID-19. The department asked for $5 billion from federal relief funds, but could receive only $1 million. Dan Lombardi is chief of West Metro Fire and says that's not enough during a pandemic.
Fire departments all across the nation are going to be subjected to less revenues and then still asked to do the same, if not more, now with this COVID response.
Lombardi is urging Congress to provide more funds ahead of wildfire season. Denver Public Schools says next school year will be a mix of in-person and remote classes to maintain social distancing. The district superintendent wrote a letter to parents Thursday saying that school operations won't go back to normal until they get clearance from health officials. The district has already canceled all in-person summer programming. Around Denver today, cloudy skies, temperatures staying cool and in the 60s this afternoon. Could be getting a little warmer through the weekend, close to 70 in Pueblo today. This is CPR News.